What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
BFM's awesome.
Oh, you're right. Thank you very much. We'll take that. We just got that. We got that little BFM's awesome.
Where did you think?
We'll take that compliment. Hello, Night Lunch.
Hello.
Kia ora, what's up?
Oh, kia ora. Sitting on a couch.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a nice rainy day down here in Aotearoa.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Fuck, it's humming up here. Absolutely humming.
Holy moly. Jealous.
It's getting very brown. There's not been a lot of rain for a few weeks now.
I thought you were talking about your knees.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it was like buckets down last night. Yeah, it was insane. It was very loud. Yeah.
All right, that's the weather out of the way.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say, that exact line. Small talk aside, you know, how things going?
It's good. And, you know, we had a great Christmas, and now we're back doing the radio, and we've got Night Lunch on the phone because you guys are playing at The Other's Way, which is in a couple of weeks' time, all along K Road.
Yeah, we're pretty excited for it, eh?
True.
The closest thing we did to that is Deep Dive in just one location.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure what to expect, but it seems pretty legit.
Oh man, it's a ripper. It's a ripper of a night.
Did you hit Deep Dive last year? I mean, when did you last play up here in Auckland?
Yeah, it was Deep Dive last year. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's been a while.
Totally been a while. Crocodile. Mm-hmm. And it'll be cool to be back. Jack Kerouac.
Hey, how's the format here? Are you guys just talking on like a little speakerphone, or you got two separate phones?
Just one phone on speaker, one phone.
Sounds great, actually.
Two Liams, one phone. Mm.
Is it two Liams and Night Lunch?
Night and Lunch?
Is it Liam 1 and Liam 2? Have you guys arm wrestled that out, or how does that work?
Yeah. Liam 1, Liam 2.
Who was first? Someone's obviously going to be older or younger, so kind of that's
a pretty
default way to go about it.
Clune or Hoff works as well. I'm Hoff.
I like that. Okay. Because you guys, is Night Lunch basically a two-piece? Is that the situation?
Yeah, literally, yeah.
Yeah.
We're a two-piece.
What's the format? Like, who does what?
PDF. Oh,
PDF, the most annoying of the format.
Yeah, JPEG. Hoff plays drums. Mm. Yep. Yeah, and I do the diddly bow, and I do a little bit of singing, you know?
Mm-hmm. A diddly bow.
You can call it that. Singing like this.
Shining on knees. Man. Just kicking into these tracks that you've got, because this is a guest selection section brought to us by the Auckland Art Gallery. Have you gents managed to get along to the Auckland Art Gallery before?
Oh, yeah, previously, ages ago.
It's pretty fancy.
Oh, like, I don't know, 2 years ago. It was cool. Yeah, I don't think so for me.
There you go. Still something to do in Auckland, which is always a bit fun.
It'll be, I guess it's been shut for a while, eh?
Yeah, no, they're back up and running now, though. Nice little Mary Quant exhibition at the moment.
It may have been shut, but the art keeps running.
That's right.
You know? Mm.
Can't stop it. Mm. Did John have give you any sort of direction for these selections that we've got to play from Night Lunch?
No.
Just songs. Just songs you guys like, eh?
Choose what you want. Yeah, just real current, in the current rotation, personal rotation.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Fucking hectic if you're currently listening to Skeptics, AFCO.
Yeah.
Should we start with that?
Yeah, go on.
It's right in front of us. Let's go for it. Kick it off. Here we go.
Thank you.
Skeptics, AFCO, As Selected by Night Lunch, are on the phone. Now, we've had a text come in, actually, asking a question on the text machine here, which you guys might be able to answer.
Nice and vague, classic BFM text. Can your guests confirm if Crime Hospital will be back in action? Question mark.
No, we're going strong these days. That's a solo project.
Yeah, that's my solo project. You know, okay. It's on the, as long,
on the back burner.
Yeah, as long as we're together, you know, that is...
Anything can happen.
Kind of like his mistress, you know, and we're a married couple.
You guys have kind of probably been riding high after you scooped up a couple of awards at the SRN awards, which returned last year. Night Lunch, your tune "House Full of Shit" picked up favorite single.
Yeah,
it must have felt pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty funky fresh.
That was very validating. Yeah. And it was great because we were in Wellington for it as well, so we get to go to the Radioactive
ceremony
there, and
it was mimosas on tap, pretty much.
Yeah.
It was a very cool night.
It was pretty legit. I think a lot of that came from Hoff's hard work on the on the music video.
Thank you.
I think that really boosted it forward.
Puts it out in the public eye.
Now, he said puts it out in the public eye.
Oh, yes. All I heard was...
Did the AFCO track remind you of our recent drive to Napier, John? Driving past all the kind of...
Meatworks?
Kind of all the cow-related buildings?
Brutal.
There's definitely a few fields which kind of are a bit stinky as well.
Tell you what, nobody talks about the smell pollution of farms.
Oh, yeah.
What about that?
Unlike the drive to Inver's, then pretty much all full of that.
Smells like poos the whole way.
It's kind of a crummy trade-off, eh? Like, ooh. At some point, someone would have had the first farm, and it would have stunk, and everyone would have been like, man, maybe like 80 of these might actually be quiet.
Yeah. Well, it already stinks, you know, might as well.
Shit.
Put another few million cows on, and...
What about the money? Where to from here?
Think about the cheese.
I can hear the Night Lunch in the Skeptics, though. I can see why you chose that track.
It's very relatable.
Grunty.
Mm.
What's next? What else we got? We got some ESG, we got some Suicide, we got some Black Midi.
Hell yeah.
What should we do? Where should we head?
Ooh. In the wheel. Yeah, you pull it out of a hat.
No, but I kind of want a where. I want a where. What should we play and a why should we play it a little bit?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Probably, I like... the idea of Suicide, playing them, the band.
Formative act.
Yeah, totally. Ahead of their time, if you will. Mm. But they're another, you know, two-piece, which is, I relate to a lot. Well, Night Lunch does. And, yeah, just the one riff over and over and over kind of thing is really cool.
Ramping, eh? Love a good vamp. Let's get it.
Yeah, vamping, is that what vamping is?
Yeah, pretty much, I think, yeah.
Ah.
There you go.
I've learned something.
Ghost Rider, Suicide.
Woo!
Ghost Rider, motorcycle hero. Baby, 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 he's a looking so cute. Sneaking round in a blue jumpsuit. Who's riding a motorcycle hero? Beep, 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 he's a-blazing away. Like a star, star, stars in the universe. Ghost Rider, motorcycle hero. Beep, 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 he's screaming the truth. America, America's killing its youth. We'll be right back.
screaming away. America, America is killing its youth. America, America is killing its youth.
Has everyone seen the Nicolas Cage Ghost Rider movie?
Oh yeah.
It's so shit. Yeah. It's so bad, man.
Oh man, Hoff has Ghost Rider tats. I wouldn't say that, man.
Well, what do you think about the movie though? I wasn't impressed.
Yeah, the Nicolas Cage one. Yeah, it's like I've got a photorealistic tat of Nick Cage mid-transformation guy.
little charred kind of head.
Yeah, charred up. Just Nicolas Cage with flames and in the background.
Don't get me wrong, Nicolas Cage rules, but for a while he was kind of chuck. It was kind of like a 4 out of 5 with crap, you know?
Yeah. Very good.
Now, your EP, Table for Two, came out around August last year. What are you doing at the moment? Are you writing new songs, recording new songs, or are you just kind of taking some time out?
A little bit of both, really. A little bit of both, yeah. We've got something coming out end of this week.
Wow.
We got a split vinyl on the books in the cooker with another band, a local band, Koizilla, and we're doing split vinyl thing. And that's pretty ready. That must be ready soon. Yeah. It's all recorded, which was cool. So that's another 5 tracks.
Where did you record it?
At the Koizilla's house. Yeah. They all live together in a big house and have a recording capabilities. And it's very cool.
Yeah. Just a little janky sesh that we did with them.
Just a wee one day bang out some tunes. We wrote some tunes on the spot, which is pretty cool. So
it's not obvious at all.
Are they in Dunedin as well, those dudes?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Now, highly recommend seeing one of their shows. Good band. So we got that, and then we'll be organizing some recording. Yeah, probably back at Roundhead with Stephen. Probably, you know, Mayish we're looking at.
May-ish.
So we've got a few songs. That's news to you.
Yeah.
I've got to start writing. Some hits, baby.
How quickly did you guys cut the your last release at Roundhead? Was that like a day or two?
Yeah, it was one day. Yeah.
One day?
Yeah, one day.
Yeah.
Two pieces really, you know, efficient. Yeah, very efficient, yeah. Mm-hmm. So this time we'd like to have like a few more days and really, you know, marinate.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, we'll get three EPs done. You know?
Now, what tune would you like to play next? We've got that ESG, Black Midi, or there was another band. Is it called Valentine Card, or is the band called Unwound?
Oh, the band's called Unwound. Yeah.
Unwound, yeah.
Should we play
Should
that?
We do Unwound.
Up to you guys.
Yeah, you're cool.
We could do Unwound. Yeah, stick it on.
What can you tell us about Unwound?
So they've been showing up a lot on my like Spotify shuffle kind of thing. And then it turned out that I had found them ages ago by playing that Wikipedia random article game. Where you like click random article in Wikipedia and then you have to try to get something to something else. And they showed up. So then I was pretty surprised by that. But they're real legit. And that's about it.
Sweet.
It's the origin.
Let's hear it.
Hang on, there's still some time. Give them some time.
Wow.
There's still 20.
That sounded hilarious from this end.
Not going to do anything. Not just tape rollout. That is quite a beautiful little early 90s nugget that you found there.
Oh, yeah.
Unwound. Nice. Valentine card. Brilliant. We do have Night Lunch on the line all the way from the other end of New Zealand. Thanks to the Auckland Art Gallery, by the way. And I should actually just whip this in while I've got the microphone talking. We've got a membership to the Auckland Art Gallery, which is like a year-long thing, I think.
Mm-hmm. Unlimited entry to all paid exhibitions at the art gallery.
Exclusive exhibition previews. Members lounge access. I think it's popcorn, like at the airport. Invitations to regular talks or behind-the-scenes tours, movie discounts at Rialto, Newmarket, and more. See full benefit list at AucklandArtGallery.com.
If you're keen on that, send us a text 5395.
AucklandArtGallery.com.
But back to Night Lunch, who are up for Others Way in like a week and a half. Saturday, I think it's 29th of Jan, which is Auckland Anniversary Weekend, so you can go really large on Saturday night and have a couple of days to recover before you have to go to work on Tuesday. Do you guys know, I don't know if the stage schedule has been released yet, but do you have a rough idea about where on K Road you're playing? Do you know what room yet, or are they still withholding the information?
Withholding information.
Told us, yeah, I don't know if they've told us we can say, but we have been told.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to...
is it a room you've played before?
You might as well just tell everyone.
Yeah, well, it's Whammy. But it's the Whammy, right? Oh, God.
There you go. Perfect.
The Whammy main room is where we're playing.
Brilliant.
Yeah, nice.
So we've only played in one place in Auckland, and we're playing it again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's good. Nice and grunty. Nice and grunty.
Yeah, the apple doesn't fall far from the Whammy tree. Yeah.
Do you have any plans to like get a pound the pavement and go and see some other bands? Is there anyone else on the lineup that Night Lunch would be looking forward to seeing?
We are so keen. Probably Earth Tongue. I haven't seen them in a while.
Yeah, I really like Carnivorous Plant Society.
Coolie. Wow. Coolie's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Are the Coolies still playing? I think they might have jumped off.
Oh,
the
they're zoning out. Are they tuning
out? I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that, but have you guys seen Jacob before?
Oh, yeah, Jacob.
Yeah, Jacob. Are they going? Mm-hmm. Are they playing?
Jacob are playing?
Yeah, Jacob is pretty legit. Sulfate, I'd be keen to see them again.
Mm-hmm. Transistor, great.
Transistor, I good.
Well, Phaser Days, they're kind of big deal, eh?
Mm.
Pretty much.
Yeah. It's pretty rubbing some shoulders with some cool shoulders, you know? Cool shoulder rubbing.
Yeah, there certainly is. By the list that you guys just rattled off, it's a gentle reminder that there are a wide variety of bands playing. There's something for everyone.
Totally. Yeah, heaving with... Oh, Francesca Griffin and the Bus Shouter Boys. They're from Dunedin. They're real cool.
Yeah, we had them up for a session once, actually.
Oh, cool.
Really nice. All right, should we get another song under our belt? How do we feel?
Yeah.
Are we heading for this ESG or the Black MIDI? Where do we want to go?
Probably Black MIDI, eh?
Black MIDI.
Okay.
Black MIDI. Yeah, yeah. Black MIDI, BM, whatever.
Is this new or old Black MIDI? Do we know?
Older, yeah.
Older one.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, very cool.
I'm leaning on the button. I'm pressing the button now.
Morgan Simpson is the best drummer ever.
Hot tech.
Oh, Morgan Simpson is the best drummer.
Is it the drummer saying that, though? Or?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Find from the ways suck themselves off. She does not care at all. She moves with a purpose. She moves with a purpose. And it is all such a purpose. It is such a purpose. It is so... What a magnificent purpose. Move with a purpose. It is such 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 a magnificent purpose. It is so magnificent. She moves with such a purpose. It is so magnificent. It is a magnificent purpose. It is a magnificent purpose. She moves with a purpose. She still moves with a purpose. Moves with a purpose. It is so magnificent. It is so magnificent. It is so magnificent. And they find different ways to suck themselves off. But she does not care at all. She moves with a purpose. She moves with a purpose, and it is such a purpose, it is such a purpose, it is so magnificent, it is such a purpose. Moves with a purpose, it is such a purpose, it is so magnificent, it is such a magnificent purpose, it is such a purpose, it is so. And she moves with a purpose, and she moves with a purpose, with a purpose. So magnificent. It is such a magnificent purpose. Purpose. And they find different ways to suck themselves off. But she does not care at all. She moves with a purpose.
Selections have been Night Lunch as fuck, by the way. Like, just massively Night Lunchy. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah. On brand.
Hardcore.
My manager told us to...
Yeah. Stay on brand, guys. Stay yeah. on brand.
Hey, okay. Congratulations as well to Andrew. He's got himself a Auckland Art Gallery membership, so...
Well done, Andrew.
Okay. Andrew. So. Damn, I wanted that. Well. Yeah.
Now, is there anything else before we wrap things up that we need to know about Night Lunch that we haven't covered off already? Is there any sort of hot goss?
What's some hot goss? We're now practicing at Liam Clune's house. That's pretty cool news.
Yeah.
We've got a cool low-down room.
Yeah.
For a story, I believe.
They took all the carpet out, and then they told me they wouldn't put carpet back in. Well, you know, I need a rug now.
Landlords, am I right?
Landlords.
They're even bad in the South Island.
Yeah.
What else is... Yeah, well, we're just writing heaps of stuff and getting real... I'm trying to get real good at drums.
Yeah. I should build some more instruments. Ones that don't break down
on
stage.
And I should say, yeah. A recent achievement was a real cool interview on BFM.
Oh, yeah.
With Johnny and the
The Big Hungry, yes, that's correct.
The Big Hungry.
Oh, wow. I'm Big Hungry. I'm not the Big Hungry. Hey, what? No, so you play like a diddly bow situation. Yeah. Is that something that obviously you've kind of like handmade, just like a singular string slide guitar type thing?
Yeah, yeah. So this one has two strings in it, but it's the whole slide shebang, you know? But yeah.
What's
the one I built at the moment, the one that I'm using at the moment, my dad built for me. But, so, you know, if you need one, I'm sure he could commission one for anyone.
What's your distortion of choice for Night Lunch?
Oh, yeah. We use a Rat.
Oh, fucking A. Keep it real.
Basic Rat. Yeah.
Nice.
That's it. That's pretty much all my pedals besides the, a whammy pitch shifter thing.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Nice.
And it's just those two.
And what will you guys be playing some of your new stuff at Others Way, just kind of testing it out on the people?
Yeah, we'll try. I mean, I wonder if we'll be playing anything too new, because we haven't really written anything. Everything's a bit half-baked, you know.
Yeah, well, it's still time.
Well, we'll be playing some things that they shouldn't have heard, though.
True.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. I guess something that we should maybe plug is that podcast that we're on.
Yeah, the Auckland Library podcast. It'll be coming out soon.
So
our mate Didi, Didi interviewed us, and that was cool. Do y'all know Didi?
Do we know Didi?
Yeah.
Didi. Didi rings a bell. I'm sure they'd be a BFM listener, so perhaps we've had correspondence with them. Yeah.
Fuck
yeah. Man. I think the podcast is called For the Record.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Night Lunch. We'll keep an eye out for any forthcoming music and, of course, the show at The Others Way.
Yeah, man. Yes. And will we see you at Others Way?
Potentially, but look, if it all gets a bit hectic at Others Way, you're more than welcome to come along to Red Bar. John and I are doing a little DJ gig the same night at Red Bar, which is pretty much just right opposite
Red Bar.
Flying out there. Ooh. So just look, you can come take a load off or put a load on or whatever you want to do, really. It's no rules, no boundaries.
Cool, yeah. We'll ship some loads.
We'll see you around the traps, no doubt. And happy travels.
Well, I'd like to meet you too. That'd be nice.
Right on.
Sweet. All right, Night Lunch, we're going to go out on ESG. Any reason?
Yeah. Nice, light, boppy one.
I like it. It's just called Dance. I like that.
It's a very catchy song. See ya. Hey,
thanks, lads.
Cheers, dudes. Thank you.
Okay.
What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.